Now let's move on to Mayo. Talk to me about Mayo.
Yes, and some 2,000 music fans are very happy in Mayo there in recent days, because Midwest Radio's Night with the Stars concert on Monday, February 10th, stars such as Mike Denver, Declan Nerney, Michael English, that was under threat because its venue clashed where the count was going to be held in Mayo. However, alternative arrangements have been found, we're told, so the count will go ahead on February 9th at the TF Theatre Royale, and if it goes into a second day in Mayo, it'll have to be moved. Similar arrangements were also made in 2018 for the referendum and the Eighth Amendment to facilitate a Don McLean concert. So counting of votes and country music often clash. From Mike Denver and Don McLean to former Taoiseach Enda Kenny, and this is the first selection without Fine Gael TD Enda Kenny since 1975, and the first election in Mayo without a member of the Kenny family since 1951, which was the last time Mayo won the All-Ireland. And Fine Gael looking to repeat an electoral trick when it comes to footballers. Of course, they'd be represented before by former footballers Henry Kenny and Sean Flanagan, looking to repeat the trick this time with former Mayo footballer Alan Dillon. There had also been talk of Fine Gael running Andy Moore and his former colleague of the team as well. Joining Dillon on the ticket, Minister for Rural Development Michael Ring and Senator Michelle Mulhern, a former TD. The party's vote 50.9% here in 2016. How will it fare this time? Well, the candidates in Fine Gael aren't pulling in the same direction. Enda Kenny launched Alan Dillon's campaign earlier this month, but my local sources say that whilst Michael Ring was in attendance, he wasn't asked to speak, and he wasn't a happy man over that. Also, you have an instance which came to national prominence a few days ago when the father of Alan Dillon was at the centre of internal Fine Gael controversy over the removal of election posters of Senator Michelle Mulhern. This was because posters promoting Mulhern were in Dillon's designated part of the constituency. The guards were also involved at one stage, and also Mulhern took to local radio to criticise Dillon. But how will this leave Fine Gael? Well, the expectation locally is that Michael Ring will top the poll with a surplus of around 3,000 to 4,000 votes. He has at his sights, I'm told, Enda Kenny's personal best in Mayo, which was 17,472 and 23.6% in 2011. Ring will likely pull votes from all over. Who will join him? Michelle Mulhern is a Ballina, Alan Dillon is a Ballintubber. Alan Dillon is hampered by the fact that his family home and Lisa Chambers' family home are 300 yards apart, and also given recent controversies, perhaps Ring might be encouraging his number two for Mulhern.
Right, okay, and what about Fianna Fáil, quickly?
27.7% in 2016, two seats. Dara Cailleary joined by Lisa Chambers. Cailleary said to be safe, should sail home. Chambers' vote, although a high national profile, is expected to shrink on last time. She took 12.9%. However, she should still retain her seat. Also in contention, Sinn Féin Senator Rose Conway Walsh, 10% 4 years ago, but geographically isolated in Belmullet. And also the Green Party's Saoirse McHugh, who took 12% in the European elections, but based in Achill, so again geographically isolated as well. The other candidates in this constituency,
we won't bother going through all of them. We'll just all of those are available on the RT website. Again, general election 2020. Now, very quickly, Dunleary.
Yes, a blue constituency, but one which has been given Fine Gael the blues over the last year or so, following controversy around Maria Bailey. She was replaced on the electoral ticket by Jennifer Carroll McNeill, who was tipped for electoral superstardom, but Fine Gael sources locally now admitting that their best chance of a second seat here is not Jennifer Carroll McNeill, but instead the barrister Barry Ward. Overall, though, the expectation is that Mary Mitchell O'Connor will finish second in the poll. She's the sitting minister there since 2011, and key Fine Gael sources say that even if its vote was on 36%, which is what it got last time, running three candidates was a very bad idea.
I think that was in the air on the night night the three candidate strategy was announced. Moving on, Fianna Fáil, Mary Hannafin running again with Cormac Devlin.
Yes, in the last two elections Fianna Fáil could have won a seat but ran two candidates, split the quota between them and ended up with nothing, with former Minister Hannafin the last person standing on both times. Devlin initially selected, Hannafin added. This perhaps one of the most intense inter-party rivalries across all 39 constituencies, and party HQ not getting involved even privately, not picking either Devlin or Hannafin as the preferred candidate. The risk remains high though that they could split the vote again. The expectation is that Hannafin could be on 11% and Devlin on 9%, and in the local elections the Hannafin candidate and the Devlin candidate, the party seem to be split in two camps in Dunleary. Their candidates actually split the vote in the Cliny Shankill electoral area, for instance, and they didn't transfer to each other either. So alarm bells for Fianna Fáil here.
Okay. Who else is in the running for a seat there?
Green Party's Oisín Smith predicted to top the poll here. The Green Party nearly completed a clean sweep of poll topic performances in the local electoral areas. Also, Richard Boyd Barrett of the People Before Profit Alliance. He had been predicted in danger. However, last night's debate will have done him no harm. And also, there is always a left-leaning seat in this constituency, with the Labour Party holding seats with the likes of Eamon Gilmore and Niamh Brannock. The Labour Party not thought to be in contention. We also have the writer John Waters as well, another interesting candidate for Anti-Corruption Ireland. But the overall prediction is to top the poll, the Green Party's Oisín Smith. In second, Mary Mitchell O'Connor. In third, Richard Boyd Barrett. And in fourth, one of perhaps Devlin or Hannafin, but Fine Gael saying tonight that the gap still remains there for them to snatch that seat, given Fianna Fáil's perhaps splitting of the vote for the third time in as many general elections.
Okay, Barry Lenehan, as always, thank you. Fascinating insight into those constituencies.
Fine Gael getting only one seat in Dunleary would be a disaster. They need, if they have any realistic hope of getting back into government, that's the key constituency. They need two seats there. So Barry's
and had three seats before this election, and 51.8% as far back as 1981, a Fine Gael constituency.
And Barry, I take note of that. Is we'd had a very good local elections in the Dunleary electoral area, and I think we'd be very strong in contention for that last seat with Juliet O'Connor.
Yeah, well, I think Labour
you've
has
got the name in there, Kevin Humphries, and the prize.
I think she's a late addition to the ticket, no more than a Dublin South West of the candidate there, but there's a Labour tradition there.
A year ago we'd have been looking at Dublin and have said, gone as far as saying, look, Fine Gael maxed out in Dublin at the last election, but now there could be, you know, we could be looking at reductions. There were very few possibilities where it looked like they could win an additional seat, so from Barry's report there.
Okay, well,
like there could be constituencies Barry,
that's just Barry's thoughts, let's face it. We are going to have to wait until the ballot boxes are actually opened. Okay, I want to move on to our main debate. Barry's going to leave us now. Thank you for that again, Barry Lennon.